morning. The music of the stars is on the air. And that lasts all the way till high noon today. Look, it's almost April. Is it time to play some April love songs? Are you kidding? Yes. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, everybody. And Palm Sunday in the Christian tradition, and almost April Fool Day. How did that all start? Happens on April 1 every year. Celebrated for centuries, they say, by different cultures. And nobody knows who had the idea. I love it, though. It's too much seriousness out there. I read something that in England, in 1700 even, the English pranksters began popularizing the annual tradition of April Fool's Day. And they don't know how or why. The why ought to be obvious. It's fun, that's why. And maybe we'll do a few too. Maybe nothing. Who am I trying to kid? Saying, why are you playing that song at the beginning of the Music of the Stars? Because it's pretty, that's why. Welcome aboard. Our flight runs till high noon Central Time. April.
April love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines above. April love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you this is true. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers. First bouquet, but April love can slip right through your fingers. So if she's the one, don't let her run away.
Nat Live, December 1957 on his Nat King Cole Show. Julie London next.
Melancholy March, your gloom is showing, your winds are blowing across the sky. Melancholy March, your clouds are crying, your trees are sighing as though they'll die. we stand hand in hand, waiting for season. You have no reason or rhyme to be melancholy March. Meet melancholy.
That's the Pete King Orchestra. He wrote that just for Julie, because there aren't any songs about March, really. There's one now, and that's it. Palm Sunday in the Christian tradition, and April Fool Day around the corner. Watch where you're walking.
Love has found us.
Vanessa Williams, Burt Bacharach, Hal David from Hollywood. Anthony Perkins from the Great American Songbook. Good morning. The music of the star.
Love sometimes comes along in April. Heads are light, hearts are warm, winds are cool. I thought love came to me in April. Here am I, just an April fool. Just because the day was a bright one, I thought she was the right one. Thing to think that spring could follow any rule. She's gone and I'm alone with April. Look at me.
Thank you.
Murphy's score. His first score was The Swimmer, 1968, a picture that went nowhere. Not until 15 years ago when people rediscovered The Swimmer. Great music, Marvin Hamlisch. Here's Steve Lawrence.
The warm hours are the ones I look forward to. The warm hours after midnight.
And Tony Martin next. I haven't played Tony in, I can't think of it. I don't think I've played him in years. Now, Tony was quite a guy. Tony married to Sid Charisse. And when she passed on, Tony went into a blue mood and decided, I'm going to live my life. Came back to the recording microphone, did a bunch of tunes, including a surprising one, Nashville style. Here's Tony Martin.
Here's to your future, my darling. Your health and your happiness too. And here's to the end of my world. You so blue. And here's to the end of my world. You said forever. Well, here's to forever. See the stars on the ground, watch them fall. Hear the sound of no sound at all, but the sound of my heart breaking in two.
Big MGM star in the 40s. A lot of hits. This is Norman Luboff of Chicago. And the music of the stars. '63, the music of the stars. Not April yet, but hey. They call it spring, but.
There's a thaw in the silence in the small town streets where the snowbanks fade and the cold retreats by the lake in Milwaukee. The wind turns kind, and a softer sky starts easing my mind. Down in Racine, where the shoreline bends, you can used to do, and every road feels like it leads to you. Oh, spring comes back to Wisconsin slow, like a memory waking under melting snow. In every field, in every heart that's known what it means to feel both lost and Kenosha streets to rapid streams, it carries our yesterdays in gentle dreams, and I swear I hear forever sing when spring comes back to Wisconsin. It's telling old stories back to me of barefoot days and a younger heart, and how we never thought we'd drift apart. Oh, spring comes back to Wisconsin slow, like a song you forgot but still somehow. Spaces that lie in between, from Milwaukee nights to racing shorelines, through Kenosha streets and those rapid spines, it brings back more than the robins sing. It brings back you with the spring. Time keeps rolling on like winter to the dawn, but something in that warming air says nothing's really gone. Oh, spring comes back to Wisconsin true, with the sky so wide and a world made new, and every town to Wisconsin.
The music of the stars. Yeah, April, around the corner. The spring has a tendency to play a joke on us. Sometimes, like, well,
just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside, the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines, too. We We'll bring some Kleenex with us and sing a chorus or two. Let's let my red nose lead us in a sleigh ride in spite of the flu.
Hack it up, lung it up, let's go. Fairtrans in the snow.
Cough it up, cough it up, cough it up. Oh man, there's some on my head. My glands are puffed and swollen in every hour I pee. My throat's as rough as leather and raspy as it can be. Let's take some Kleenex with us and sing a carol or two. We'll make our noses rather on a sleigh ride to go with the flu.
Kid came home from preschool with a cough today. He'll infect the whole darn neighborhood in about a day.
We'll be calling in sick to work until the diarrhea stops.
At the pharmacy, we'll get lots more pills to pop. Pop, pop, pop.
I took every medication I can legally buy.
Coughing, sneezing, sniffling, and the watery eyes.
I'll be getting real drunk on NyQuil. I'll take Contact till I'm high.
Whoa. This wonderful buzz is great, but I'm glad I don't have to drive. Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Come on, it's lousy weather for a flu ride together with you. Ba-ba-ba-da-da.
A man from Green Bay,
ooh,
who grilled bratwurst three times every day. When asked why so many, he answered, "That's not many. In Wisconsin, there's no other way." A dairy man out of Eau Claire,
ooh,
says cows know and spring fills the air. They dance wearing silk and refuse to be polkas out there.
I,
they say that Alaska is chilly.
I,
so here comes another verse that's worse than the other verse. And waltz me around again, Willie. A fisherman up in La Crosse got lost in the fog and the mud. He followed a loon, then got home by noon and declared that the bird was the boss. A lady who lived in Racine kept snow boots all polished and clean. For weather out there can turn on a dare from sunshine to wild winter scenes. Milwaukee one day,
ooh,
tried ice fishing out on the bay.
Ooh.
He sat there for hours, then caught seven flowers. Someone had dropped them last May. They say that Alaska is chilly. So here comes another verse that's worse than the verse. Waltz me around again, Willie. A man from Wisconsin Dells sold cheese curds and giant cowbells. When tourists would ask, "What's your favorite task?" he'd say, "With tourists, it's whatever sells." A teacher from Manitowoc wore sandals with white winter socks. When people would stare, she'd say, "I don't care." This fashion completely
else was a moose near Superior? Who thought that his antlers looked cheerier? He hung on each one a cranberry bun and claimed that his style was superior.
Happy April almost. The music of the star.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris. Charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you?
What a hit this was. Instrumental, you know. And you got to join in at the end. You know where. Come on.
Thank you. one more time.
Music royalty, the count.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together. I'll remember April and be glad. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new, but I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. Flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and I'll smile. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. More flames such a funny while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I remember April. I remember April. I remember April. And I'll
Bobby Darin. Wally Stott in the orchestra with Diana Doors.
First it's rain, then it's shine. One day cloudy and the next day fine. I'm in again, out again of your April heart. First you smile, then you frown. Skies are blue and then the rain comes down. I'm in again. Your eyes say stormy. Up, the mercury pops and they're shining for me. First you will, then you won't. Next you want me, then you say you don't. It's on again, off again, romance, kiss and part.
Again, out again,
and your eyes say stormy. Up the mercury pops and they're shining for me.
Sir, here we are in a store that probably does more business on April Fool's Day than on any other day of the year.
What?
But I must have said the secret weight. Add that clean and press, will you, kid? Thank you. Believe it or not, though, the idea of setting aside one day a year to play practical jokes on friends was first practiced by the Romans around 500 BWC, before whoopee cushions. Back then, April Fool's Day was in December, which is a pretty good practical joke in itself. But there now is the question. How did it get from December to April? April Fool's Day began in France in 1564 when that country became the first to adopt the reform. In that year, King Charles IX decreed that the new year and all of its festivities would be moved from April 1st, where it had been for centuries, to the 1st of January. Well, Frenchmen who resisted the change and continued celebrating the new year on April 1st became the butt of jokes, and they were called April Fools. And for decades, people continued to send each other mock gifts and invitations to phony parties. So thanks to the French, we have the start of something really obnoxious.
Thanks for calling Gateway. We're putting people before technology. My name is Cassie. What's yours?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
John, how are you doing tonight?
How are you?
Good. Are you looking at possibly adding on to your Gateway?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had your Gateway for more than 30 days, John?
Yes.
Okay. And did you purchase it for use in your home or for business? For home?
Yes.
Okay. And was the Gateway for use inside the United States only?
Yes.
Okay. I kind of have bad news for you, John. The add-on sales department that you'll need to talk to is closed for the evening.
Come on.
No, I'm not. Their hours are 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday in that Central Standard Time.
Well, you must be very proud of yourself. Yeah.
They're also open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
What's the matter?
So if I could have you just call back, you know, just call back this number. And, John?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, but there's nothing that I can do, you know. The department is closed, right?
Stop it!
Well, if you call back, you know,
stop
during
whining.
Those... If you just call back during one of those times tomorrow, John, add-ons will be able to help you out, okay?
Negative. I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Well, what kind of questions were you going
to
ask?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Well, John, I'm not in the sales department, so I'm not going to be able to help you with the computer. Do you already have a Gateway?
Who are you?
My name is Cassie.
Yeah.
Oh, do you already have a Gateway, John?
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Okay. And you were looking at
stop
adding...
it! Give me your address.
Okay, John, I'm sorry, but you're going to need
stop
to call
it.
And talk to add-ons tomorrow, okay?
Stop
thanks
whining.
Thanks for calling Gateway.
Good laugh. The news in a minute and a half.
The sun pulls away from the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west. We approach the island of Lulu, spelled backwards.
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky, wacky kids.
Music of the Stars, be right back after news.